29 degrees at 8:56. Time to check commodity markets. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the grain market's on the defensive this morning. Corn's down a penny and a half to, penny and a quarter to a penny and three-quarter cents. Not a lot of news out there, but export bookings came in really strong on the corn at 72.9 million bushel plus another 1.2 million bushel in new crop. Weaker dollar in here really didn't get a whole lot of response from the Fed's action yesterday not to change interest rates in this last meeting chaired by Janet Yellen. But the corn market is on the defensive. Notice that the last 3 days we've closed just fractionally off the day's high, so we have time yet here during the trade to come back and see some action. The March corn right now is at 359 and three quarters, down a penny and three quarters, with July at 375 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. New crop Dec also a penny and a half lower at 391 and three quarters. The bean side of things, again, yesterday we were down a dime, really down 7 to 6 cents for most of the day and ended up closing just a little more than 4 cents lower. We're down about 8.5 to 6 cents this morning. Putting some pressure on the nearby March beans. March beans are trading at 987. That's down 8 3/4. July 1008, down 8 1/4. November at 1004 3/4, down 6.5 cents. Keep in mind that the recent low in the November beans has been 1001, so that kind of has to hold in here to hold things together. Export bookings on the beans were on the weak side of things at 13.2 million bushel, 1.9 million bushel in new crop. I did note that we tonnage-wise had more export bookings of meal than we did of beans, and that certainly reflects foreign buyers' concern that the Argentine crop of beans is not probably doing as well as expected. Keep in mind that Argentina is the largest exporter of meal in the world. On the wheat side of things, we're down 7 to 4 cents there, with the March wheat at 444 and three quarters, down 7. New crop July, 472 and a half, that's down 6.5 cents. The KC wheat, which has had a really strong showing with a gap up this week that held while the Chicago wheat filled that gap yesterday. The March KC wheat is at 461, down 6.25. The drought monitor maps this morning that came out show a worsening drought in the U.S. Southern Plains. But keep in mind, this is a dry season for them typically, but things are getting awfully dry. There's big fire warnings in the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, and up into southwest Kansas. And those have been holding together all week. The cattle markets rebounded off yesterday's lows, had kind of a poor close yesterday in the feeders and the live cattle. But right now we've got the April live cattle at 123.60, up 65 cents. The March feeders, $1.27 higher, 146.32. These feeder cattle really seem to be locked between 145 and 147 in just about every month. The hog market's a little stronger. Again, the nearby February hogs, which is the cash length month, continues to work higher. April hogs at 72.35 are only a dime higher. On these outside markets, we are seeing a little rebound in the crude oil. We had a hook reversal up yesterday in the charts. We're up around 70 cents right now at 65.43 in the nearby March crude. The metals markets are a mixed bag this morning, but again, that dollar index a little bit on the weak side. The Brazilian real is stronger. That should tilt some business toward the U.S.